Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Bring a little sunshine indoors with the exciting new arrivals in store or online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Joanna, good afternoon. This is a most bizarre situation. It's Love Holidays again, loveholidays.ie. As we heard yesterday, a number of stories, some of them just miscommunication, it seems, but others of people who booked their holiday through loveholidays.ie arriving at the hotel in Lanzarote or whatever to be told by the hotel, you have no booking, we haven't got any money. But your engagement with loveholidays.ie is quite different. Tell us what happened, Joanna.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So this story kind of started to unfold about 3 weeks ago, nearly a month ago now.
Okay.
Where a group of children, my child included, him and five of his friends, had in a giddy moment decided to book a holiday. Mm-hmm. Now, these are all children, all under 18. And they were lured in by the low prices and of Love Holiday. They stayed on course because of the easy access through the website. And they paid a deposit for a week-long holiday in the sun, basically. They did this without consent or knowledge of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
As far as they were concerned, that they would deal with that later on down the line when the situation kind of got, when the holiday got closer. So the holiday isn't booked it's in July. So they have plenty of time to work around their parents, I guess, in their head and their simple way of thinking about it. The parents discovered that this was going on. Just the information was given to us in dribs and drabs from each of our children. When we decided to act on it, then I got in contact with Love Holiday. But we sat down and we analysed the information that the children had given them. So the booking is completely chaotic. The lead passenger, the email address, the home address and the bank account are all different individuals. And they were able to input that information on a booking.
Mm-hmm.
The date of birth that they gave the airlines was fake dates of birth, making them, obviously, according to whatever they're inputting, that making them legal to travel. But obviously, they wouldn't be legal to travel. So I got on to contacting Love Holidays. Mm-hmm. So it started first off with phone calls to their Irish phone number. And I have to say at this point that the people on the telephone were very, very nice to deal with.
Okay.
And it would be unfair to depict them as being unprofessional.
So how many, just to go back, how many were in this group of under 18s who booked this holiday?
Six
how many,
of them.
Six of them. Okay.
Mine and five others.
Yours and five others. Did they intend to go on the holiday?
Oh, they did.
Okay,
they did.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
So they weren't play acting in that sense.
No,
okay.
They did.
And to put down,
immaturity and naivety, really, that they did. They expected they could go on this holiday.
So to put down to pay the deposit, how do they, like, to pay?
So they needed a bank account, and they have a bank account. Among them, it's my son who has the bank account. We opened a bank account when I went down to the bank as legal guardian, and we opened a bank account together. He didn't enter into any kind of contract with the bank without consent of a parent, and we were able to do that. So he has a little job, and he gets his money paid into his bank account.
So when did you discover?
That's where they were able to.
Okay, and as you say, this began to unfold a few weeks ago. But how did you find out about it if it's all in their name and they're doing it behind your back, so to speak?
So my child had said that he was going on a holiday with a friend of his, and then obviously he was saying that it was that his friend had made the booking, and I believe then that other parents were saying that our other children, other parents were hearing that their friends had made the booking. That's the children were kind of keeping the information back from us all. We were all kept in the dark.
And what age? They're under 18. What age are they? 17, 16 or 14?
16 and 17. 16 and 17.
Okay. And was this meant to be a post-leaving cert holiday or?
No. Not even. No. Okay.
And did they not know?
No, they were spoiling themselves.
Okay. Did they not know that by putting down a wrong date of birth, which didn't coincide with their passport.
Yeah,
they weren't going to get on the plane.
So that's it. It shows the naivety and the immaturity and they're young. I won't hold it. You can't say anything about any of them. I would have done the same thing myself at their age. However, I would have had to go into a tourist office or travel agent with my passport. I wouldn't have gotten as far as these children were able to get with Love Holiday.
I understand. You know. Okay. Now, where are we now? Love Holidays took the deposit. Then you discovered they weren't acting the Egypt. They couldn't go because they were given their everything. And so, Love Holidays. Where are we now with Love Holidays?
Okay, so what happened then was once I started making contact with Love Holiday, it started with a phone call, and I wasn't named as lead passenger, I had to make arrangements with the child and his parent to come and speak with Love Holiday and assign an adult as the person who would correspond for future correspondence,
and
if you know what I mean.
Okay, so, now let's follow the money. Yeah. How much money have been given to Love Holidays and how much do they want?
Okay, so there was a deposit of €174 taken off the children on booking.
Okay.
Then there is a total of 2,320, so will be the total, but it's broken up into a schedule of 547 on the 8th of June and 547 on the 8th of July. So when I went in then I went in to cancel the booking. Mm-hmm. Once we got past the change of lead passenger, which they're not accepting, they still address me as, you know, the name of the lead passenger that they have on file, you know. So they still insist on addressing all of our correspondence to that child. So I emailed and they insisted on having a cancellation fee that if I wanted to cancel this, that there'd be a cancellation fee of €1,030.
Wow.
Yeah. So at that point then I said I wasn't going to pay a cancellation fee that it wasn't my booking. I wasn't going to pay it. Now, the boys are in a situation that they don't have consent to go. They hadn't consent to make the booking in the first place, and they don't have the money to follow through with it. So that has me then in a loop.
One of the dates you mentioned for the second, the 5:40 payment, is tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Where does that leave us? I've asked my child to empty his bank account and not have that money available to them.
Because they would come to
have that money.
They would come to that original credit card.
Yeah. Yeah, and we also rang the bank in the hopes that they could stop it in case that he'd be charged with a direct debit or bounced back money, or you know the way sometimes banks can charge you if the account is empty.
So they want that money tomorrow. You say that it won't be found in the credit card account anyway because there's nothing in it.
Yeah.
Okay, now, and that has implications as well in terms of credit rating and all that kind of, but let, put that aside.
That's right.
If they had given their correct dates of birth, could they have proceeded with the booking? Do you follow me?
So, I do. So I think in the terms and conditions of for Love Holiday, mm-hmm. hidden in the terms and conditions, when you tick that box, you're ticking that you are over 18.
Okay.
So if they wouldn't have gotten further if they weren't faking it, their dates of birth. They weren't over 18, and by right they shouldn't have ticked the terms and conditions. The next part that where they put in the fake dates of birth, that was with the airlines. So that was at a later stage. Love Holiday had already taken the deposit at that point for them to proceed to the airlines part.
Okay, and the books, the tickets had been booked. Sorry, the airline tickets had been paid for. If you're booking them, do you follow me?
They must be paid for through Love Holiday. I don't know. There's only €174 taken out of it. That wouldn't cover the charge of the cost of five people travelling.
Five people return flights.
Let's deposit with the airlines or?
No, well, who were they going
I
to
don't
be?
Know.
Yeah. Had they got details of their flights? Times, dates, airports? I don't know. Okay.
I'm not entirely sure, but
So you're saying the only evidence when you book this, like when you book a flight with Ryanair, you have to give your passport number, etc. So there is a fallback, and Ryanair have special conditions. Every airline has special conditions for people under 16 traveling. But from Love Holidays' point of view, what more could they have done?
Well, when you get as far as airline, I believe that they should be safeguarding themselves from this scenario. In the same way that, as I said, if I went into a travel agent long ago, they were safeguarding themselves. The problem is that children have the whole world at their disposal like that in these scenarios, but they don't have the maturity. Like these boys, they didn't follow it through in their head. It was a very impulsive, immature moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think, that Love Holiday should definitely look for age verification early on.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, here's...
Like a proof of age.
Okay,
because they maintain to me now that they can... because of the ticking of the box of the terms and conditions, they're saying that
they're
that's their proof
in,
of them being of the age.
Okay, 51551, joe at rt.ie, 0818715815. Love Holiday basically says, when making this booking, the lead passenger on the booking and all other passengers... entered their dates of birth to reflect that they were at least 18. It has since been brought to our attention by the mother, that's one of the passengers, that's you, that the passengers lied about their ages and used a payment card without the full authority consent of the cardholder. Love Holidays pays service providers such as airlines immediately to confirm customers' bookings. This means that while the hotel on this booking is refundable, the flights are not. This situation presents exceptional circumstances, however, and we are committed to doing everything we can to support them to seek a refund from their airline. We are in touch with the passenger's mother, that's you, Joanna, to arrange the cancellation of the holiday and remain in touch to offer support throughout this process. Like, is there a danger here, Joanna, that this could get serious, like telling lies about your date of birth? When you're booking a flight, especially it's the flights I'm thinking of, the whole airline security plan, the world we now live in. But actually, well, you see, they never would have got on the plane. I don't know, what were they going to...
They wouldn't have gotten on the plane. No, they wouldn't have gotten on the plane. They wouldn't have, and they wouldn't have been able to book into the hotel.
So were they brats?
It wouldn't have gotten that far.
Yeah, were they brats or twats? If you don't mind me using it. Were they just acting the agent?
I'd say the latter.
They were twats. They were just... They thought they could get away with it.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to any of your other parents?
I have, of course. Yeah, we've had communication with this, yeah.
And are you of one voice?
Oh, we are, of course. They were just silly. They were just being silly about a chance in their arm. And I think they saw a situation in front of them that seemed to be easy to navigate. And it was. I mean, it definitely was. The Love Holiday certainly didn't provide a sort of a safeguard there for minors.
Okay.
You know, what's the difference between a 7-year-old and a 17-year-old? This could happen to any age.
So what you're saying, the proof in the pudding from your argument is that the proof of the pudding in your argument is would any other tourist or travel agent could they have got a booking on another agency? The answer is probably no.
So I don't know. I don't normally book through these package kind. It's not something, an avenue I'd go. I generally go straight to the airlines. If it were me, I couldn't say straight off if I'm booking through an airline, I have to provide my age verification, that it isn't just a case of ticking a box, something concealed in the terms and conditions. Because it was only afterwards that we saw in terms and conditions that you had to be over 18. Like at that very early point of the booking, they weren't lying about their age. They just ticked a terms and conditions box. You know, the love holiday part of the booking was just far too easy for them to get through without any kind of question, and it was when they were faced then with, you know, having to offer proof once they got to the airlines part. So it was clear then that the airlines are kind of safeguarding themselves, but at that point they were just pushing on with it.
Okay, What did you? Are these six lads? Are they contrite?
Oh, they are very much so, and they were very apologetic, and it's just once the situation was explained to them in such a way that they just weren't thinking. It was certainly naivety, and it was just like. And they're all very good boys, and you know it's not that they were acting the maggot. You know what I mean?
Did you ask them how it happened? Like with the six of them in one bedroom when all this was going on? Were they all egging
each other? I didn't go into those details with them. I don't.
Were they egging each other? Sounds like six lads egging each other on. I go on, try it, put it in, see how far we get. That place looks fantastic.
I'm sure it sounds like that. I would be like that if I were on the scene as a 16-year-old.
And I know as well that that when you Google cheap holidays, Love Holidays in Ireland, loveholidays.ie is one of the first things that comes up on your screen.
Yeah, that's right. And so where I'm at the moment now is I'm really just stuck in a loop, and I'm fuming getting all the emails in, but getting nowhere. You know?
Yeah. Anyway, that's a statement from Love Holiday. They seem to be keen to try and do something about it.
Yeah, which is great. That's great. It's great. It's great to hear. So hopefully something will come of it, and I'll get the boys will get their deposit back, and like you said, not to have credit rating affected.
Okay.
If that gets your payment, it doesn't come out tomorrow. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
Okay. And some of the language I used earlier was a bit florid. I meant, that was my understanding of the meaning of it. And it's a dictionary understanding that they were brats are annoying kids. But that's we understand it now. Okay, I hope Joanna. Well, Joanna, they're in good hands. I suspect you'll be able to sort it out. But keep in touch anyway.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Joanna. Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Peter Cafoli, you're listening to Joanna, who's still there. Your point, please, Peter.
Hi. Well, I was just saying, I think it's typical of modern parenting. You know, the kids do wrong, and the parents expect everybody else to carry the can. I don't see why Love Holiday or Ryanair or anybody else should be out of pocket because the children lied, basically, and did, you know, did something silly.
Joanna, what do you think of that?
Well, I suppose that is that's a valid point, but I think we need to parent in terms of what we have in front of us. I mean, did the boys know it was as wrong as it was when they were doing it, or were they just chancing their arm?
Well, it's a lesson learned. I'd have them doing chores for the next 3 years to pay back the money.
Of course, and they would be, but I'm hoping that they won't have to be paying the money, because I don't believe that they should have gotten into a contract with minors anyway. But I do take on board what you're saying there, that they definitely I'll have them out on the bog. Definitely.
Yeah, but they were the ones that entered the contract. It wasn't Love Holiday's fault or Ryanair's fault or anybody else's fault. It was their fault.
That's true. But are they allowed to enter a contract as an under 18? That's the point I'm trying to make.
But they lied about their age.
Exactly the point that I'm trying to make.
But Peter, what about the age of criminal responsibility?
Well, I think the age of criminal responsibility is 12 or something, isn't it?
I thought it was around 16. But stay with us, Peter. Hugh Sheridan is a solicitor retired in Sligo.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Well, I'm good. Tell us, if you can, the legalities of this.
Yeah, well, a person under the age of 18 is considered a minor, and they are protected from contracts.
Okay.
Where they're not for a necessary, i.e., take, for example, a pair of shoes. If they go in and buy a pair of shoes and they don't pay for it, they can be sued. But if they book a holiday, they can't be sued because they're protected under the law, because going on a holiday like that is not necessary for their daily life. It's an old principle that goes back to the 1800s, where a student in Oxford bought 20 fancy waistcoats. And he was sued by the owner of the boutique. And the court held that 20 fancy waistcoats were not a necessary item for this student in Oxford. Now, I might have my basic facts wrong, but that's my recollection. So the court would not enforce a contract if Son Holiday sued the child.
So the child didn't have to pay for the waistcoats?
No, he didn't.
But if the child lied about his age...
That will be another interpretation. It will be up for the courts to have a look at that. But a child is protected against contracts under the age of 18 unless it's for a necessary item. If he tells lies, well, I don't know about that aspect of it, but I do know that a child going in and booking a holiday, it's not enforceable against him.
Okay, so in that case, sequentially say that you could argue that Love Holidays should make more stringent steps to verify the age of the person buying the holiday?
Well, yes, but that's impossible because it's all done online.
Online, exactly.
I don't know whether these kids rang up to book the holiday or did they do it online.
You could do it this morning. You just go, first of all, you Google cheap holidays, Hugh, and the first one of the first websites that comes up is loveholidays.ie. Then you go in, you put your what type of accommodation, where, what airport you want to go from, the duration, and then they trawl, and up comes 10, 20, 30 offers of accommodation in your preferred location. And then you proceed. But at no stage are you asked, can you please supply or scan in a photograph of your passport?
No, you don't. Well, that's just the new age of technology hasn't caught up with the protection of minors in the circumstances.
But you're saying the contract is not a contract for necessaries.
Yeah.
And therefore, if it's not a contract for necessaries,
it's not enforceable against the child. Now, as I said, if he goes in and buys a pair of shoes, that would be enforceable because he needs a pair of shoes. But going on holiday would be outside the scope of necessaries. It's an old legal principle going back to the 1800s. It's one of the first cases that a student would learn in the law of contract when they're in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I've dredged it back from the distant past of my memory.
But you're saying no liability can fall on a person under 18 who pretends to be over 18.
Yep.
To purchase something in terms of a contract.
Yep. Can't be enforced against them. I.e. son holidays couldn't sue the child.
It's love holidays, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
They can't. They cannot sue the child.
No.
So they take the hit for not making, for not verifying in some other way that the purchasers... And can they verify it online? Well, the airlines verify it online. Well, through the passport, of course.
I know, but you put in your passport number and your date of birth. I do not know whether airlines can backtrack and check that, whether it's accurate or not.
They also say quite clearly if there is a difference. When you're putting in your passport details, they do say be very careful, because if the passport details don't... concur with the passport you present at the airport. Well, then that's the end. Peter, do you make what about that thing? They were children, and therefore they can't be liable. They made childish carry on.
Was it Oscar Wilde that said the law is an ass?
Okay, but that doesn't okay.
Okay,
Peter. Thanks indeed. Joanna, it sounds like we're now into a pretty complicated area.
That's right. I'm glad that was brought up about entering into a legal contract there. It just shows that the reason the laws are there because minors are incapable of making adult decisions like that, you know.
Yeah.
So you, if I was to say, therefore, companies who are selling products online, they have to protect themselves against under 18s entering a contract.
Yeah, they do. But unfortunately, how can they do that with the modern way of doing things? Like you used to go into a travel agent, even 10 years ago, you went into a travel agent and the guy knew who you were.
Yeah, they'd ask for
they'd say, what's your age?
Yeah.
He might even know you to see. But nowadays, sure, you could book around the world cruise on a credit card booking.
That's true.
It's the way things are, but I can't give a remedy. You just have to take it on the chin, and it's the way it is at the moment.
And why was the student in Oxford in the 1800s buying 20 waistcoats from Savile Row? Why was he?
I don't know. I studied this 50 years ago, and I just can't remember the full details.
You've given us
food for thought, exactly,
and it sounds like a very strong legal argument.
I would advise the parents of the young fellow to clean out his account before the standing order or the direct debit comes in, because they won't stop it.
Of course not. They're not allowed. Okay. But Joanna, you've done that already, haven't you?
We have,
The case apparently, Hugh, is Nash versus Inman, 1908.
Is that it? Yes, that rings a slight bell.
Well done,
Inman's father.
John,
John Inman's father from Are You Being Served?
No.
No, I'm only joking. Okay. I'm only joking.
It concerned a minor's capacity to make contracts, as you state already, to make contracts under English law. Nash, a tailor working Savile Row, sold some cloth on credit to Inman, a minor studying at Cambridge, for what was approximately, in those days, 145 guineas. The court held that the clothing purchase could not amount to necessaries and the action must fail.
Yeah.
So basically...
I'm glad I got it right.
Yeah, you did get it right, and much to your credit. And you, well, you've a good, very strong reputation anyway. But basically, they were my reading of that is the child was acting childishly, and it's hard luck on the company that was caught that they didn't catch him acting childishly.
That's it in a nutshell.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's unfortunate for a vendor of a business. He just gets caught, you know. And I don't believe these people pay the airlines as soon as they get paid.
Well, I think they have to, don't they? Have to. But anyway, according to Citizens Information, that wonderful organisation here, you cannot enter a legally binding contract until you are age 18. The exception to this is contracts for necessaries, this is the point, and beneficial contracts of service which are in your best interest. What would that be for? Dental treatment or medical treatment or...
A pair of shoes.
Okay.
Okay. A shirt.
Okay.
A book that you needed for school.
Okay. Very basic. Yeah, very straightforward.
Very straightforward.
So companies who are signing the other side of the contract, i.e. a company like a travel company where there will be money owing in the ticking clock of the contract, which is the case here, they must establish beyond reasonable doubt that the person signing the contract is over 18.
And has the capacity to sign for the
capacity.
Contract.
Okay.
Yeah, because under 18, it used to be 21. It then was brought down to 18. And you're a child until you're 18 and you don't have the capacity to contract for anything like that, you know.
And does it fall within the range of the age of criminal responsibility?
It's a parallel universe, Joe. It has nothing to do with
it's civil.
Criminal.
It's a civil case,
Pure civil.
Okay. So that's a good point. Regardless of the age of criminal responsibility, this is a civil case, and the civil case law establishes that if you are entering into a contract with someone you believe who's over 18, the onus is on you, the contractor, to actually prove that person is under 18. And if that person dupes you, well, then it's your hard luck.
It is. And that is an unfortunate ramification for the law. Like in this day and age, like you go back, as I said earlier, you go back 15 or 20 years, you'd have to go into your local travel agent and they'd know exactly how old you were by looking at you.
Yeah.
Or might even know you. Yeah.
Okay. And... Ryanair is the biggest airline nearly in the world at this stage, so there's no harm in mentioning generically. But an airline, when you give your date of birth, you buy a flight ticket, you give a wrong date of birth, but they take your money there and then. You pay for the flight there and then, and if you present yourself in the airport and your passport doesn't coincide with the booking that you've already paid for, well, then that's hard luck you.
It is. Like, you often have people who put in the wrong year by...
Yeah, I know. Or the wrong name.
The wrong abbreviation or whatever.
Okay, Mr. Sheridan, thank you so much for
your
evidence from the Sligo circuit. And when did you retire, Hugh?
I retired in 2018.
Okay.
And I did a bit of part-time work thereafter, but I'm retired since 2018.
Well, you're hereby appointed by deed of the Broadcasting Act 1926, as amended 1972 and 2004. You're hereby appointed Attorney General to Liveline for legal advice from now on.
Well, no problem.
Yes.
I love the programme.
I
always catch a bit of it every day.
Okay.
I wouldn't listen to the whole lot, but I catch it here and there.
Okay, onwards, Attorney General to Liveline, Hugh Sheridan, Gura Míle Maith. Joanna, let's
take
see.
Care now. Bye-bye.
This,
bye-bye.
Thanks, Hugh. This is going to get into the law books in a good way, I hope, Joanna.
I hope so. But we're talking here about two prongs of the same fork almost. The airlines asked for a date of birth,
yes.
Right? And albeit it was a fake one they put in, where, like you said, they would be charged then to rectify it later to the day when they were going to be travelling. But they still asked. Do you know what I mean? And the airlines asked for age verification before proceeding. Okay. My issue is with Love Holidays that it wasn't as transparent. Okay. That they had gotten that they had agreed to terms and conditions, and in that it said agreeing to being over 18.
Okay. Okay. Well. Well argued, and let's see. But when are they doing the leaving cert, or are they doing the leaving cert next year? Is it?
They're not. No, they're not. No. They're
beyond
they're,
it.
They're not even there yet.
Okay. Well, that's what I mean. Are they leaving cert? Are they leaving certificate next year?
No. They're younger again. No.
Okay.
No.
In another world, they might make a million before they're all 21. They might.
Oh, they will. They definitely will. They sure will.
Once they don't break your heart in the process, but they won't. They won't. Thanks, Joanna.
No, they're great lads. Okay, thanks very much.
Thanks, Joanna. Joe@rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.